Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Before She Knew Him by Peter Swanson. Published by Faber & Faber in 2019, today's book is all about mental health, revenge, and the pain of not being believed. Hen, which is short for Henrietta, and her husband Lloyd have moved to a new town, and reluctantly she agrees to go to a street party to meet her new neighbours. Hen and Lloyd end up talking to the only other childless couple in the street, Matthew and Mira, who happen to live next door. The next week the couples get together for dinner. The dinner is a little bit awkward but fine until Matthew and Mira take them on a tour of their house. Inside Matthew's office, Matthew is a school teacher at a local private school, Hen spies an object which rocks her to the core. Is her neighbour Matthew the man he appears to be? Hen begins to investigate further, taking the search into her own hands because no one, not her husband nor the police, will believe her. Because an incident from Hen's own past has now permanently marked her as unreliable. When no one will listen, Hen needs to solve this for herself. But who is telling the truth and who is lying? Before She Knew Him is a psychological thriller about belief and mental illness. This is a really hard book to discuss without giving anything away, and I wouldn't want to spoil anyone's experience, so bear with me if I dance around some of the details. The story is told from three perspectives: Hen, Matthew, and Matthew's brother Richard, a man who is the opposite of the calm and controlled teacher Matthew. Hen, with her own history of mental illness, is immediately discounted by everyone around her once they learn of her past. Her breakdown in college seems to have tarnished the rest of her life. Even her husband distrusts her perception of the world, even when she's right. And while Hen is telling the truth and no one's listening, there are lies and liars all around her. Now, what I found really unusual about this story is how the murderer is revealed within the first couple of chapters. Then it becomes a book about the relationship between Hen and the murderer as she begins to get closer to him, first to accuse and stop him, but then their relationship changes again when she begins to question the line between good and evil. The book also delves into family violence and the trauma carried between generations and the lengths our mind will go to protect us from the most disturbing events. It's also about redemption, not only the murderer, but Hen herself. Solving this crime is a way for her to prove herself. If only the world will see that she is right, her past will be forgotten and she can be trusted again. So if you like unreliable narrators, distrust, lies, redemption, and art, I recommend Before She Knew Him by Peter Swanson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to go to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.